Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to save time by picking up the phone. Once upon a time, as in 30 years ago, people who wished to communicate instantaneously with someone generally had to pick up their phones and call them. And there were downsides to this method. Sometimes people were out. And before cell phones, that meant their phones weren't with them. Sometimes people were busy doing other things. Explaining what you want on the phone has never been easy. You have to put yourself out there. The recipient of the call would have to respond in some way, even if she or he hadn't been anticipating the question. Email and texts have solved many of these problems. People can read and respond when it's convenient for them. You can explain what you want in disembodied words, so any rejection or unanticipated responses don't hit you so personally. Because of these upsides, we have a tendency to email or text to the exclusion of phone calls. Indeed, there are some people who will basically never pick up the phone to call someone, and that's a shame, because calling is often the most efficient way to do anything complicated. Arranging dinner with a friend, the back and forth on scheduling, restaurant choice, a reminder that your friend was going to ask her roommate to join, but oh wait, she's got a shellfish allergy, so maybe not the Crab Shack, but how about that Mexican place across the street? All this can easily stretch to a dozen emails or texts. While a ringing phone technically interrupts whatever you're doing, it does so once. You chat through the shellfish allergy issue and make a plan. Then you are done. Whereas those dozen texts will interrupt you a dozen times. That's not more efficient. The phone also allows you to hear emotions and react based on that. You can soften responses and reassure people. So that makes it a good choice for any conversations that might be sensitive. There's some evidence that emails are perceived more negatively than the sender intended. The vocal calibrations you hear on the phone allow you to interpret the sender's true intentions. Why does this matter for efficiency? Well, misunderstandings waste all kinds of time. Your colleague spends hours wondering whether you're mad at him rather than on advancing your team's project. So go ahead and pick up the phone next time you need to work through anything complicated. If you know the person, you actually don't need to arrange a time to call. You can just call. The sheer logistics of arranging a time can eat up any time savings. Instead, learn to communicate through this relatively old-fashioned method, and you can spend your saved time doing other things, like cleaning out your inbox. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening, and here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That Before Breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Do You dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.